Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. This is Kwajalein. On Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein, we discuss real issues that families of all races and ethnicities face. How can we deal with these issues as families, Christians, and as a society? If you are listening in on tonight, Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2017, and you wish to call us to join in on the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. So again, if you're streaming, listening, please, you know, feel free to give us a call to chime in on the conversation on tonight. Kenny, are you there? Okay. So my husband was supposed to pick up the phone, but he's not on the phone right now. But tonight I wanted to discuss some recent things going on. We have a lot of things going on right now in the news. It's just a lot of things going on. And on the show, I like to discuss current events, just because, you know, these things apply to our families and they apply to our community. So tonight we're going to discuss some things that are going on in our society. Honey, are you there? I can't hear you. Well, I can't hear you on the phone.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Well, we don't have any callers just yet, but I don't know if we... So, yes. So I was just talking about I would like to discuss some of the current events. So one of the first things that I wanted to discuss is, so today, today information was released that the officers that were charged, well, the officers would not, I'm sorry, the officers responsible for Alton Sterling's death from last July 2016, the charges will not be filed. The Justice Department has decided that charges will not be filed in the fatal shooting of Alton Sterling. He was shot last year in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was outside of a store selling CDs, from if I remember correctly. He was outside. He was on the ground. The officers had him on the ground. One of them said they were, you know, one of them, when the video was released, it looked as though one of them pulled something out of his pocket. However, he was still on the ground, and he was fatally shot. He was still shot on the ground, detained by the officers, and he was still fatally shot. And so, of course, everyone found out because there was cell phone video released showing the officer pushing Mr. Sterling on the hood of a police car, tackling him to the ground. Then they held him down on the pavement, and you know, then of course they were placed on administrative leave. But now the Justice Department has decided not to file charges. And I guess, you know, I really don't understand, and I'm wondering if this is ever going to stop, if the injustice is ever going to stop. You know, it's like this police brutality has always been out of hand. We know this. We've discussed this on the show more than once. This is not our first time discussing this on the show. But it's been out of hand. But, of course, we know now with things like Facebook, you know, with phones and things like that, we're seeing it more because people are, you know, as soon as something's happening, people are now posting the videos and everything, and so everything's going viral. But I don't understand our justice system. I'm really confused, still confused, as to how, you know, these prosecuting attorneys, how these judges, how these jurors, how they continue to get away with not prosecuting or properly, you know, handling situations where, even though we know it happens with all races, because it does, and I'm an All Lives Matter person, so whoever doesn't agree with that, sorry. However, we do see it a lot in the black community. We have a lot of our black males that are being shot, they're being killed, and, you know, wrongfully, where they're unarmed, and nobody's been charged. So, you know, I don't know. And so then when another riot breaks out, which I am not at all condoning that, because I don't understand the rioting. I don't understand tearing up your neighborhood, burning people's buildings down, stealing from people that had nothing to do with it. You know, people that are working hard, you know, for what they have. I don't understand that. I do understand the anger. I do understand the frustration. And there's a right to be angry. There's a right to be frustrated. But again, I don't understand the rioting. However, because that's what usually happens, you know, and then when it happens, then people want to wonder why. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. You have anything to say about that, babe?
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. There have been a lot of senseless killings that have been going on, and majority of them have been in the black community here recently. However, I, along with my wife, I am also a All Lives Matter, because I believe we're all human beings, regardless of our race or our gender. We're all human beings, and we deserve to be treated as such. And there are personnel that are out there that have committed heinous acts, and they have caused the lives of innocent people. And most of the time, justice system deals with those personnel accordingly, or you have a law enforcement that'll deal with it, because the law enforcement, you know, not all law enforcement personnel are bad, and most people have deemed and just categorized them into one category, saying that all cops are crooked, and that's not the case. However, what we have been seeing is an increase in innocent lives being taken, and then the lives of personnel that are actually taking the lives of others. Some people have been rescued or saved, if you will, just like the young man that went in and shot up the church in, I think it was South Carolina, I think it was, mm-hmm. or North Carolina, shot up the church, yeah, and they took this young man to McDonald's. And see, I don't make it about race. A lot of people make it about race. I've said he's a young man, you know, although, you know, if we have to look at the demographics of it all, he was a Caucasian male. And most people will say that, you know, well, look how the coin flipped this time. Look how the coin landed this time. He was white. If he was black, he wouldn't have lived. He wouldn't even made it out of the church. And, you know, granted, in some states and in some regions of this country, that is so. But we can't just, you know, put all the blame on, you know, one nationality and say that this nationality is the nationality that caused all this to happen, because it's not true. I mean, we have crime and stuff in all nationalities. However, at the same time, the injustices have been mainly with those of the African-American descent. And it really does need to cease and desist. I mean, because, you know, you have fathers out there that, you know, some of them aren't making the best decisions. And you know, not everybody's going to make the best decision, but, I mean, sometimes, you know, you base it on a case-by-case basis. Does everybody deserve – you saying is everybody deserves to die if they commit an act, or if they commit an infraction that's against state law or the law of the government? I mean, no. I mean, but recently, this is what's seeming to happen. And I just think it's just it's sad that we have to deal with stuff like this in America. And they call it the United States of America, but the states really aren't united. I think it's just we're in one geographical location. You have your North America and South America, and we just tend to be in the North American region. But if you had to look few and far in between, there are a lot of states in America that definitely aren't united. United meaning being of one, being as one, and I don't see it. And I'm not speaking against, you know, I guess everybody when I say this, I just don't think the United States is as united as we have titled it and deemed it to be. And that's it.
No, well, I completely agree. I don't think we're united at all. You know, it's division and everything. It's really ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and people are tired of seeing, you know, what's going on. And I think we're at a point now, and it's not just the African American people that are upset. We have to know that too.
Right.
You have people of all races that are upset about what continues to happen with our men, our men of color, you know, the African American men, Hispanic men. But again, you know, we see this a lot where the, you know, African American boys and men, just males, it's not even just men, where they're killed, you know, they're shot for senseless things when they're unarmed, and then people are getting away. You know, they're getting away, so they're saying that they decided not to pursue charges against these officers because there's not enough evidence. Seriously? I mean, if you have a videotape, you have it on video, what else do you need? You know, that's all the evidence you need. So I really don't understand. It's not only infuriating, but it's also scary. It's very, very frustrating. You know, anyone who saw the video, I remember when the video came out of Alton Sterling's murder, and people were very upset. You know, his children, they were on the news and, you know, everything, and they were saying, okay, well, they got a call about a black man that fit his description that was supposed to be armed. And even if he was armed out there, you know, selling CDs, he was on the ground when he was shot. He was detained. Like, that was just no excuse. There was no excuse for it. It was just no excuse. And so, you know, it's infuriating. I don't know. It's very upsetting because we're at a point now where, as a community, we don't know what to do. You know, they, like I said, they're rioting, which, again, I do not agree with. I don't agree with the rioting. I do agree with the protesting, as long as it's peaceful. You know, people are protesting. You know, we do have, although, you know, we do have room for more African-American judges and lawyers, but we have them. We still have them. It's not that we don't have any. It's not that we don't have any African-American congressmen and, you know, and congresswomen, you know, and people in place. So it's like, but you shouldn't even have to be African-American. You should just have morals, and people just don't have morals these days. You know, a lot of people just, and it's not just these days, I guess it's always been that way, but, you know, it's just, you kill an unarmed person, an unarmed man, and charges should be pressed. I just don't even understand how the evidence is not enough. I don't know. It's frustrating to me. But we do have one caller. Hey, Keisha, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine, honey. Doing fine. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
We are discussing current events tonight, and the first thing we are discussing is the Alton Sterling murder. I don't know if you've heard yet, but the officers that killed him, he was the African-American male that was killed last July. That summer at the store, he was in front of the store with the CDs. You know, that's so sad. We have to figure out which one it is. That's sad.
It is.
Now, he was the one
I can't keep
that
up
was
before, and I know it's terrible, but I really can't keep up.
Yeah, because there's so many. That's why, because so many of our African-American males are being killed by police. So, it's, no, it's not you. It's the fact that this is happening over and over again. He was the one that was in front of the store, and they shot him. They had him detained on the ground, and they said he had a gun in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
He was still detained on the ground.
That was in Louisiana, wasn't it?
Yes, Baton Rouge.
And
they killed him. Yes, they shot him. And the video was released. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there were actually two angles. I think there were two videos released, right? It was at least two because you could see it from two different angles. And so the Justice Department, our wonderful Justice Department, has decided not to pursue charges for a lack of evidence.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that was released today. And
that's talking about people rioting. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're real upset about that. They're going to turn it out, baby.
Oh, yes. And they have every right to be upset. Not to riot, though, not to destroy people's things.
I still don't
really understand that concept. But, you know, it's just, it's like we're at a point where we just don't know what to do anymore. You know, as a community, we just don't know what to do anymore. This stuff has always existed. Racism has always existed. Of course, we know now that more things are coming out because we have cameras. And not only that, you know, with the recent changes in government, I'll just put it that way, we know that some people have become a little bolder, you know. We're seeing a lot of things happening in schools and things like that wouldn't have happened before. And so, you know, it's frustrating. And we don't know where to go as a community anymore, because it's just when you try to handle it the right way and you try to do the right thing. And I didn't hear, but that's my baby. He's fine, but no, I didn't hear him anyway. But, you know, this family show, girl. Kids sneezing out, yelling out, it comes to, you know, that's what we do. It's family, set by family.
Sure, you're coughing up a lung.
Yeah, it's fine. But, you know, it's just, It's sad because we don't know what to do. We just don't know what to do anymore.
You know, I think I'm with the notion right now that you darned if you do, you darned if you don't, because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to matter what you do. It doesn't seem to matter what you do. You can handle it completely appropriately, and you still gonna have some consequences or repercussions because of that. And you can handle it all wrong, and then you still, it seems like it doesn't matter whether you put your hands up and are compliant, because it seems as if when people get, you know, when they do that, they still get killed, shot. But if you fight back, then again, you're getting killed and you're getting shot. So I'm not really sure that there's much you can do these days. I mean, in the way of response, in the way of how you respond to them, I'm not sure that there's much. I'm not sure that it matters one way or another.
I completely agree. And it doesn't matter. And then even after the fact, you know, after the fact, they still don't handle it right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
No justice for, you know, they real quick to execute. I mean, like, they are real quick to prosecute and execute cop killers. They real quick to do it, baby. Don't you shoot a cop. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that justice is going to come, and it's going to come swiftly, they're running around killing people left and right, and then just getting off completely. Scot free. Like,
stop. Yep.
Scot free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have evidence, documentation showing what has transpired, and they still are getting off scot free. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel bad for our world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know what, Keisha? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Uh-huh.
And you know how you brought up, you know, you shoot a cop, and that's, you know, that's it. They're going to get you. Well, today I was reading, and a cop left his dog in the car. You know, they're considered officers as well.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He left his police dog in the car while he was in court, I believe, and it was 88 degrees, and so the dog died. So, you know, that made the news, of course, and they're already doing an investigation. So how much do you want to bet that cop is probably going to lose his job and probably get some charges filed on him for that?
I'm sure. And that's just not to devalue an animal, but that's just an animal. That's not a human life. That's just an animal.
Right. No, I understand, even though, you know, some people get upset. That's an animal. That's a dog. Yeah, okay, get it. We're not trying to take away, you know, I miss my dog, you know, but I'm just saying, still, you know, the humans are not, you know,
humans.
I'm sorry, the life of a animal doesn't override that of a human. But the dogs will get more justice, and so that's sad. It's really sad that's what we're living in today. That's what we're living in. And so we have another case of a 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. I don't know if you guys heard about him. Yeah, a 15-year-old African-American boy from Dallas. From what I understand, him and his friends were leaving a party, him and a group of teenage boys, they were leaving a party Saturday night. Again, I'm assuming someone called, you know, someone's always calling about, you know, anyway, so someone called. And so there was some drunken teenagers in the neighborhood. So the police got there, and so according to the police, the driver of the car was driving back down the street in an aggressive, quote, manner. So the officer shoots. And shot him.
Because he was driving in an aggressive manner?
Well, I don't even think he was driving. I think he was riding. And I think he was shot in the head, I believe. But I don't think he was the driver. But the officer fired into the car.
Collateral damage.
Yeah, pretty much, because a teenager was driving, which I'm not saying teenagers can't drive in an aggressive manner, I guess. So they said that, you know, the car was being driven in an aggressive manner, so the officer shot into the car. Now, if the car was, being driven in an aggressive manner, not sure why you couldn't shoot, like, a tire or something. Not really sure why you had to shoot into the car, But he shot into the car, and this 15-year-old young man was shot and killed. No criminal history, because we know they always bring that up. You know, he was this, he was that. Like they did with Trayvon, even though he wasn't doing anything wrong, you know, went to the store and...
Yeah, walked
about three weeks. Yes, and, you know, and all of a sudden they had to bring up, oh, he had smoked marijuana. Okay, I don't know that had to do with anything. But anyway... But this young man didn't have a criminal history, or they haven't dug anything up on him yet. Had a pretty high GPA in school. You know, no history of trouble or anything like that. And so, you know, so here we go again.
Jim.
You know, here we go again. I don't know.
And what do you say? What do you say to our youth that were growing up seeing all of this? Like, how do you train them, or not train, probably not the best word, teach them, you know, how do you teach them how to handle stuff like this? Like, I don't even know where to begin. Like,
and I don't even know where to tell you. You know, besides pray, even with that, it's still scary. Because I think we as adults, we're trying to figure out how to handle it. You know, because it's consistent. It's consistently happening. And then again, with it happening, we're seeing continued injustice. You know, that they're not getting in trouble. The officers are always innocent. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is, they're always innocent. They're always getting off, you know, most of the time. I don't want to say always, but majority of the time. And so I don't know. I don't know. We've had these discussions with Jeremiah, you know, to make him aware, but it does scare him, and he has every right to be. You know, and you don't know, you don't want them to be scared of all cops, because they're not all bad. However, at the same time, how do we teach them to distinguish who's bad and who's not?
Sure.
You know, when our kids are there, they just go to the playground to play basketball, and then a cop comes, you know, somebody is... Oh, my gosh, there's a bunch of African-American boys out there playing basketball, and they're loud and rowdy, and so they call the police, you know, and then you get officers out there, and you don't know if you're going to get a good officer or, you know, a racist officer who's really on one, especially, you know, with this new administration in office. And so, you know, just, you know, whatever. And so they go in, and then your child who just went to play basketball don't make it home because what? Oh, I thought he had a knife. You know what I'm saying? And then they get off.
Because they were running towards me aggressively.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget that. Even though somebody's pulled out their phone, because all these kids have phones these days, and videotaped the whole thing, where they were not doing anything, but then we'll still come back and say, well, they were in the right. We didn't find that they did anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really know how to tell them to handle it. I don't know how to comfort my son and say, I know for a fact it's going to be okay. Because I don't know. Because it's just not. It's not right. It's not right, and it's a real fear. It's a real fear, and it's one that we have. You know that we have a right to have. Because it's just it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And so then again, here's something else. So here we are, this school, this high school, Apex School, and there's a group of black girls. They have a step team, you know, and, you know, of the teenagers, they have a step team. There's all black team, and so they do their step show at this pep rally, I think, and one of their classmates, their white classmates, goes on Snapchat and says, takes a picture and captions the picture, "Plantation owner watches his former slaves rejoice and celebrate their newfound freedom."
Wow.
It just amazes me the boldness that they have in all of this.
Good.
It amazes me. It's so disrespectful. You're so bold. I mean, I don't even understand how you just don't have any fear that somebody's going to come after you for doing something like that. Because y'all keep messing with folks and somebody, you know what I'm saying? And so, of course, the principal says, well, we'll handle it. We'll take care of it. But this was on the news, and so one of the young ladies, she's a sophomore there, you know, she was talking. She didn't want her identity to be known, but she was just saying, you know, that they are not handling these situations, these racial situations enough, and she wishes more would be done. Now, are they going to try to do a little more now? Of course, because it's made national news. So now, of course, they'll probably do a little something because it's made national news. But why does it have to make national news? And so, this, you know, with what they were saying, it just goes to show that this is something that happens all the time. And so then when you get all these little black kids really upset because, they, you know, people keep messing with them and doing stuff to them, and you get them really, really upset, then all of a sudden they're just aggressive little black kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's no,
yeah.
You know, like you said, darned if we do, darned if we don't. So it's just, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's very aggravating. And they're going to continue to do these things, and they're going to push people into this corner, you know, and it's just going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. They're getting bolder and bolder with these statements on social media, you know, and it just baffles me because people are, you know, people of they have these jobs, you know, and everything, and they're sharing stuff or writing stuff on Twitter, and you know, well-known people or their spouses, or you know, they're, you know, teachers, lawyers, all these, and you're writing these things and you're putting it out there with no fear of any retaliation or, you know, or anything. And it just goes to show how evil people really are, how much people really don't care. And, you know, we're just in a hard position. We really are.
Well,
so, I don't know. I don't
people
know.
People are very callous.
Yes. It's very frightening. Okay, well, and more news.
Can I say something, please?
Oh, yeah, babe. I'm sorry.
Yep. Well, I was about to say, you know, there was a time where I used to get real heated and just super aggravated by you know, stuff like that. And, you know, whoever the ignorant people, you know, regardless of race, decide to make the statements that they make on social media or the racial slurs and stuff they try to dish out there. What they have to realize is all blacks are not just these evil, violent people that they try to make us. Just like any other race, all that race is not evil and violent, you know. But just because I'm the one that just will blow you off and be like, well, you know, I'm doing this with myself. What are you doing with yourself? What are you doing to make society better? What are you doing to make yourself better? just because I'm that guy that just won't, you know, be the confrontational one, unless I'm forced to do so, doesn't mean that the next person has to be that way. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't know a man's story. You know, you never know a man's story until you've experienced what he has gone through. And when I say a man, I'm sorry, I mean he or she has gone through.
Right.
So, you know, you might have one person that has never, ever experienced racism and might think you're just dumb as a box of rocks because you're trying to tell me that my race is inferior to you, whereas you might have that person who's been dealing with racism all his or her life, you know, childhood life to include adult life, and now they're just at that boiling point where they're fed up with it. But see, you know, now that we have, you know, new leaders and stuff in office, and I'm talking about just across the board, period, right? Most people, the racism that many people and the prejudice that many people that thought was hidden, it just lied dormant,
mm-hmm.
and it took a forerunner or a spokesperson, you know, to get out there and actually bring it forth. So you know, now we're warring against these principalities of darkness in high places. And you know, to some people it looks like, you know, the fight is over, we're done. But don't count me out because the gloves ain't off yet, you know. And needless to say, you know, in order for us to get past this, you know, in order for us to get past this as a people, you know, and I'm talking about black people right now. In order for us to get past this, we need to start encouraging and definitely doing for one another and uplifting one another and edifying one another, mm-hmm. instead of doing what the slave master used to want the blacks to do. They used to leave them to get drunk and leave the two strongest black men to fight, and they'll let them fight to the death, you know. And it was entertainment. It was like their television show, you know, their favorite television show, to watch the African-American or the Negroes fight, you know. And nowadays, heck, it don't even take alcohol. You can just have on the wrong color, be from the wrong side of town, and you can get in some serious trouble with another gang or another neighborhood, whatever. But I think it starts with us. I mean, because internally, if we look at this generation as a body, internally, if our insides ain't right, then the outside ain't going to be right either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in order for us to make it right on the outside, internally, we got to make sure that our inside is right, and that's what it takes.
That's right. Definitely have to work on that inside, and it's that. But you know, everybody don't want to do that. So I don't know.
What'd you say?
I say, unfortunately, everybody doesn't want to do that.
No, they don't, and here's why. It's just because it's traditionally it has always been that way. You know, yo, man, the west side don't like the east side, man. It's just always been that way, dog. Or the south side don't like the north side, man. It's just always been that way. But, you know, we know tradition can definitely cause for an entire race to become extinct, or can it cause for an entire neighborhood to become, you know, ruins. And we see it all over the United States where, you know, there's neighborhoods that's traditionally been troubled and been known as the troublemaking hood or the troublemaking neighborhood. Now they're dilapidated buildings with boards up on the windows, and you know, less fortunate or a low income person, they have nowhere to live. Why? Because the next man couldn't keep his or her hands to themselves. I'm fed up with that too. But I digress. On back to the racism that we're dealing with and the injustices that we've encountered here over the last few months to the last few years, I honestly believe that in order for us to get it right, we got to get it right with one another first, you know, and then in that, you know, then we can stand up and be united, literally, you know, and any nationality can stand up and be united. And then once we learn how to get along as a nationality, then we can get along together as a group, you know, as a group. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and I don't like it, and I just really, really believe that it not only takes prayer, but it takes the action after prayer in order for us to get this thing situated and get it right.
Right. Yep, we need to work a lot harder. I'm not going to say a little harder, because I'll tell you. So on to other news, and tonight I'm going to end with a positive story after, you know, after this. But I just want to make sure we've talked about, you know, recently when we talked about the little boy that the 11-year-old, he killed himself because he thought his girlfriend killed herself and they were playing a prank on him. And so there's yet another couple. They're older though. Teenage. Kenny, not on mute, honey. Older teenage couple, they committed suicide. And we are seeing that a lot of our kids are committing suicide, and they are putting this stuff online, or they are doing this on live. And so we have to make sure that we are praying for our kids, that we are talking to our kids, that we are in touch with what's going on with our children, because we are losing our children. As far as this couple, the young lady, she killed herself, and then a couple days later, Kenny, hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. can you put the phone on mute, babe, till you get ready to talk? Because she's screaming.
Sure. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Then a couple days later, from what I understand, the friends were harassing the boyfriend, I guess blaming him for the girlfriend committing suicide. And so then he committed suicide, and they posted the suicide note online or whatever. The suicide note was posted online, posted on Facebook. And it's just sad. I think she might have been pregnant, I believe. But we are really, you know, she was. Okay. So did I get it right a couple days later or something? You know, he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, we're really losing our young people. In our hometown, a 12-year-old baby killed herself from being bullied, bullied. And she took her life. So, you know, we know that the enemy has an agenda. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He is running rampant. And so, you know, it is important that we pray for our children. We pray about how we handle our children. We pray about, you know, if something's going on with our kids, we try to notice even the, you know, ask God to illuminate even the smallest things that may be going on with them. Because Kenny and I, we were having a conversation yesterday. And you know, if you guys disagree with me, let me know. But like I was telling him yesterday, I said, I don't think we have the room to make the mistakes that our parents had the room to make. Because when we were growing up, kids just weren't killing themselves like that. You know, so we don't have the room to make the parenting errors, you know, that our parents would, you know, really allow to make. So, you know, to learn, okay, I'm learning this, I'm learning that. You know, not saying that we're going to have it that we're going to be perfect, because we're not. And I'm not saying that we don't have any room. I'm just saying we don't have that type of room, or to take a long time to get it right, or to, you know, get over things that we have to get over from, you know, when we were growing up, or stuff like that. Because these kids, this is a different group of children. These kids are different. They're dealing with different things. And it's sad. I was just online within the last hour on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends, I guess, she posted this little girl's name on there and said this little girl just took some pills and put a bag over her head. And she did this live. And so if anyone knows her parent, you know, knows her, to call the police and to call her parents.
That's crazy.
And this, yeah, she took a bottle of pills and sat in a tub with a bag on her face. If someone knows her, call the police or get in touch with her mom ASAP. You know, and she wrote several messages. If anyone, you know, putting the little girl's name out there, if anyone knows her, please let her know she's on Facebook Live attempting suicide. I mean, it's crazy.
Did anybody respond?
It says, okay, her mother was contacted and the police and ambulance have arrived on the scene.
Wow.
And that was 24 minutes ago.
Oh, baby.
So these kids are hurting, you know, and we look at them and we think that they're okay, but they're not okay. And so that's what I'm saying. We don't have that room, because the enemy is doing what he does. It's just things are so different now. This world is moving a lot faster. Everything's just moving a lot faster, and you know, parents are not in church like they used to be, and the kids are not in church like they used to be, and you know, it's like, it's just it's scary. It really is. It really is. But I, you know, I was going to talk about this, and then I go on Facebook and I see that this is, you know, that she wrote this about this baby that just tried to do this. She's in that bad of, you know, state where she's and they're doing this live. That, you know, it's like they feel like they don't have that attention, and so they're doing this for the whole world to see. They don't value their lives at all because they don't feel like other people do. And so Kenny and I, we were just talking about that, you know, like how we may have, you know, felt a void here and there, or, you know, whatever, but we still, okay, you know, still be okay. But they don't feel like they're going to be okay. These kids don't feel like they're going to be okay. So it's really sad. It's just sad. So, yeah, just want to say that. And the last thing I want to talk about for tonight before we get off. So this is a positive story. In Canton, Texas, I don't know, did you guys hear about that, where there was tornadoes and severe weather, and there was this family in the car, and the car turned over in the water. Did you guys hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's going around. And so these people, they came together. A group of strangers, I think you had a black guy, a white guy, looked like some Hispanic guys. That's how it should be. You know, everybody came together for this family. The car was turned over, and or truck, rather. So they came together to get the family out of the car. Why is she so loud? And so they discovered that it was a 4-month-old baby and an 18-month-old that were in the car, And so it was this lady. She, I don't know if she was the one that was videotaping, but Keisha, I have to send it to you because it's going around. I don't know if she was the one videotaping or not, but they, you know, the guy, they, you know, they pulled these babies out of the car. Neither one of them were breathing, and so, you know, they went over there and they were doing CPR on them and trying to get them to breathe. And so you could hear this lady praying in the background, and, you know, she began to call on the name of Jesus and ask God to give these babies breath in the name of Jesus. Kenny, can you mute the phone? Kenny. Okay. That's not going to be it. And so, you know, you can hear her praying. And, you know, thankfully, both of them did, you know, they began to breathe. The 4-month-old, he's fine. He's fine. He's not in the hospital or anything. The baby girl, she's stable. They still have a tube in her, but I think she is conscious from what I understand. She's not unconscious or anything. But what amazed me was that it didn't just make the news because, you know, these people came together to rescue them, but it also made the news. Even Nancy Grace, which I thought was really, which that astonished me. It even made the news on like Nancy Grace, because this lady was praying to God, and, you know, both of the babies began to breathe again. So that was a really touching story, and it just also reminds us that regardless of the situation, you know, even after all we've talked about tonight, God has the final say. He's the ultimate authority, and he holds everything in his hand. And there's just power in the name of Jesus, point blank and period, all the power. So that was a very, very touching story. Very touching story. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about tonight. I was going to talk about something else. I was waiting for Jade to call because I wanted her to be on there, but we talked about that. Kenny. Lord have mercy. We'll talk about it. We'll continue that on Friday. It's so loud.
Yeah, I got it going on over there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
So loud on that phone. So, yes, thank you for calling on tonight. And
absolutely.
Love you guys. And
love
yes,
you
so
guys, too.
Talk to you later. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Okay.
Okay.